Good afternoon. I'm Nam Wazalaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We're expecting a judge to set bond today for Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick and his ex-chief of staff are being arraigned on perjury and other charges. The two denied under oath that they had an affair, but some sexually explicit text messages they exchanged were later made public. Kilpatrick says he does not plan to step down as he fights the charges. Detroit City Council and the city's two major newspapers are calling for him to resign. Well, just days after admitting he and his wife have had affairs, New York's new governor now admits to using drugs when he was younger. In a TV interview, David Patterson said he used marijuana and cocaine 30 years ago.
Marijuana?
Yes.
Cocaine?
Yes.
You have used cocaine, Governor?
I'd say I was about 22 or 23. I tried it a couple of times, yes.
Patterson said he also acknowledged his past drug use during another TV interview in 2006. Families of the 32 people killed in the Virginia Tech shootings could get $100,000 each in a settlement offered by the state. People familiar with the agreement say it would also cover medical and counseling costs. Families have until Monday to decide whether to accept it. Anyone who agrees loses the right to sue. 20 families have indicated they may file lawsuits. A CNN investigation found that on any given day, fewer than 1% of commercial flights are protected by air marshals. Of 28,000 departures on an average day, as few as 280 have an armed officer on board. Air marshals, who spoke anonymously with CNN, say they want to know where the money for the program is going. Some pilots tell CNN they almost never encounter an air marshal. The TSA calls CNN's numbers a myth, but refuses to release its own data. Astronauts on the shuttle Endeavour are preparing to return to Earth tomorrow. They undocked from the International Space Station last night. During 12 days in space, astronauts built a huge robot and installed part of a Japanese science lab. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.